Oh, yes, the rich people. Oh, my word. There's all kinds of, different, rich people. There's whole, varieties of rich people. There are the poor people who think they're rich, and by poor I mean you're making probably less than $100,000 a year. The poor people who think they're rich. There are the rich people who think they are poor. There are the newly rich, like the suddenly rich. You know, maybe they've gotten an inheritance, or maybe they won the lottery, or a settlement, or whatever, and they've never been that wealthy, and they don't know how to deal with the wealth. There are people who have become rich over time because they've worked hard and made the right investments and sacrificed and, you know, clawed their way to the top. And, you know, their job gives them a good salary with a good benefits. There are the people who, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a rich fairy tale. You know, like maybe once upon a time my family was rich. And even though I don't have wealth today, I still consider myself to be rich, even though they're not rich. There are poor and middle class people who hang out with the rich people, and then they themselves think they are rich. It's like rich by association, I guess. I'm not sure how to describe. Oh, there's the trust fund rich kids. But, you know, I've known quite a few of them over the years, especially at UVM. And I have to say that, I mean, maybe their parents are rich, but like these trust fund kids themselves aren't really all that rich. I mean, maybe they're slightly better off than, you know, some of the middle class kids, but yeah, I never really understood the trust fund kids. We called them trustees. You know them when you see them. They have their fancy clothes, and you know they go back to the city to be with mommy and daddy and visit with their rich friends at their prestigious prep school. Let's see. There are the rich people who don't act rich at all. You look at them and you're like, You gotta be kidding me. This guy is worth $2 million, you know. Why is he living in 1,500 feet of suburbia with a breezeway and a used car? And I guess out of all the rich people, I mean, there's those people, and then there are the ultra, 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 ultra wealthy people. Like, you know, the Saudis. And the ultra, 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 ultra wealthy, they are way, way, way above it all. Way above it all. From their perspective, it's them. Let me see. Them and them and, oh yes, the rest of the world. Yeah, there's them and there's the rest of the world. And the other people who, you know, make less than $500,000. No, $500 million a year. Yeah. To them, you're probably poor if you make less than $500 million a year. Yeah, and I guess that's how I see quote rich unquote people in America. You know, I mean, who cares? Big deal. You make a few million dollars more than I do. People hate you, you know. Yeah. I don't get it. And that's why I find them entertaining. I have always found them very entertaining. Who am I? Who are we? We are your average for this area. You know, you always have to like, who am I? I mean, there's like, who am I? Who am I in relation to my family? Who am I in relation to my, you know, geographical community? Who am I in relation to, you know, my history and my life story? Who am I? Who are we? For this area, we're your basic, middle-class folks. We're slightly better off than some other people. Not by much. not by much. We live in 975 square feet. Got a wood stove. And, 1 acre and 2 used cars. Life is good, man. You know, this is cool. You know, for this area, that's living large. The rich idiots on, Wall Street, I don't know. I think Kramer was right. You know, I think it's all drugs and untreated mental illness. I think Kramer is onto something, man. Yeah. No, I live on the ground. You know, I live in a one-story home. And I'm in horrific pain every day. And this is about the best I can hope for. Yeah, rich people. They come in all shapes and sizes. You really have to define, you know, when people say, oh, he's rich, you know, what does that really mean? You mean like rich, like money in the bank, you know, rich, maybe they're cash poor, but you know, they own like a ton of fine art. Are they cash poor and own a bunch of real estate? Are they rich in history? I mean, how do you define rich? I guess that's the question.